Hi guys, so I haven't been able to put out a podcast since last like 2 weeks now, and I don't want that to continue. I want to keep putting out content here, hopefully people listen to it and stuff, but I really just wanted to come and talk for a little bit today, if y'all don't mind. So if you guys are ready, let's get into it. So right now, hi, by the way, I'm kind of feeling tired. I have laundry to do, but I'm kind of tired and I'm going to have to hang out some clothes. So I'm like, do I really want to do that right now? Even though I kind of have to. So eventually I'm going to have to drag myself to go and do it. But I really don't want to move. I've been doing, I think I did like 17 hours of overtime this past week. And I'm excited about it because that means that something I've been dreaming of doing for the longest while will actually get to happen next week, and I'm excited for it, and I can't wait to see how things shift for me in the spiritual. Once that happens, it's gonna be an amazing time. Like, it's gonna be rapid. Right now I know I'm going into a season where things are gonna accelerate. Things are going to accelerate really, really fast for me, and I just pray for God to give me the level-headedness, the ground, the stability, the foundation that I need to really stand firm and not waver or anything like that. So I'm really excited for what are we going into? We're going into, you know, we just started September. Like, we just started. Today's the first. So I have all of September to get certain things done. I have October, and then I have November, and lots of things can happen by December. A lot can happen by December. I just, based on the instructions that I'm working with right now, I'm so excited, and I'm hopeful. I'm so optimistic, and even when certain little hiccups come, I'm like, okay, you know, but still, it's still there. I can still see it. I'm getting closer, and I'm just so excited for that, because my family is, you know what, what can I just say, like, I just love life, I love everything about it. I never used to always love the bad, and even in the moments when I go through bad things, I really don't like bad things, but when I come out of it, I'm like, oh my God, I'm even thankful for that, you know. So it's just to be able to wake up every day and to be able to breathe and to be able to talk and move and all that, it's a blessing, you know. And if she didn't come in here when I'm making this, like, she would not, her name would not be Sanaya Penelope Matt Bean. So obviously it is, because obviously she's here. So all I'm trying to say is this. Sunny, excuse me, what's this? Okay, all I'm trying to say is this. I am super grateful for all I have. God has blessed me tremendously. He's allowed me to live for 28 years. And, you know, He's been blessing me all my life. More so ever since I really started to have like a deep relationship with Him. And I'm so grateful to Him for His love, His protection, His guidance, His instruction. And my dream is that I'll start to see other people come to the realization of who they really are, whose they really are, and really start walking in their identity. Like, you guys are so powerful. There is so much potential just locked up inside of you. And to tell you the truth, the only person that can get that out of you is God. He put it in there. He locked it up. So you need Him to get the keys to unlock it. And I'm just so grateful for Him, because I'm happy, and my heart is full in terms of how I feel about my life and where I'm at and where I'm going. I am so incredibly happy. And to me, he promised me a fullness of joy, meaning that I'm going to be even more happy. I'm going to get more and more happy as He continues to unlock certain things in my life. And to tell you the truth, I cannot imagine me being more happy than I am right now. I can't imagine me being more at peace and just absolutely fulfilled. And I literally, the world would say I have nothing, but I have so much. And yeah, I just wanted to say, you know what, just continue to be grateful, continue to seek, and you're going to find eventually. Have a good Sunday. I mean, Saturday. Happy Sabbath.